Blog Talk Radio. Yes, worthy is the Lamb.
Amen, amen, and amen. This is Wardell Pastrina, and you're tuned in to Solar Records Radio as we praise our Heavenly Father together today. I'd like to thank you so much for being a part of the show. We're just here for a bit. but it is definitely for us to recognize our Creator and be grateful for what He has already done for us, and to ask Him to lead us in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. And so I am honored to be able to do this show with you guys. That particular song, oh my goodness gracious, Michael W. Smith, Agnus Dei is the name of the song, and the violin started this off, and that's why I just bought a violin, because I want to learn how to play this song right here. What you just heard was absolutely amazing. Oh man, I would love to be able to play that. So that's my goal, and you will, I promise you, God give me the time to learn how to play it, I will play it. I promise you. I love it. Anyway, guys, so here we go. We're going to praise Him. It's just about praise and worship. And I'm so grateful, like I said, for the opportunity to do this, play this great music that these writers and producers have put together. Let me get my pop screen up here. These guys have put this music together for us to celebrate our love and our time with our Creator exclusively. So I'm going to do exactly that and play their music. And so this is a time for meditation, right? If you are going through something, if you're worried about something, if your heart is hurting, if you need something in your life, I want you to just take this moment and just concentrate on Christ, okay? Just talk to your Heavenly Father. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to start us off in prayer, okay? And we're going to talk to Him. And then I want you to talk to Him yourself, because He is your Father. He is your Father. So talk to your Creator, okay? All right. Here we go. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you. Just thank you so much. I just want you to know how much we love you and appreciate you. Thank you for all the things that you've done for us. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to come to you in the need of prayer, as we need you. And we love it that you will be your sheep and you will take care of us and keep us safe. Thank you for leading us in the path of righteousness. Thank you so much for protecting us from the storms. Thank you for preparing the table before us. Thank you for everything, God. You are awesome. Thank you for getting us ready for the battles that may come to us. And we know that, you know, being in love with you is going, you know, being a Christian is going to be difficult. People will come after you. So, Father, we just ask you to prepare us for our battles and get us ready. And, Father, for the ones that are in a battle right now, I'm just asking that you surround them with your love and you protect them, lift them up, and keep them strong. Help them as they walk in your name, Father. Show the world who you are. For you are the King of all kings. And we are so grateful for that, Father. We are so grateful to be on your team right there with you. And I know, we know, it's going to be difficult at times. But we know that your love will be right there with us. So thank you so much for loving us. Thank you so much for giving your life for us. We didn't want you to have to go through that, but you did, and we're so grateful for it. I know you didn't want to die that way either, but thank you for listening to your Father in heaven and dying for our sins, dying for us, and giving us the opportunity to be able to go and be home with our Heavenly Father once again. We love you, Jesus. Thank you for being our Christ. Thank you for being our Lord. And thank you for being our Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Good Friday, the Lord. Doug.
Amen. It's so important, people of God, to get into the very presence of God. Nothing else matters now. In fact, I want you to find yourself right in the Holy of Holies. I see His presence. I'm in His presence. While I'm there thanking Him, I know that I have a right. Whatever I need, He will supply. I believe tonight somebody just wants Him to open up the windows of heaven for you. Let it rain. Send down your blessings, Lord. I just need You to move in this place tonight. I just need You to move in this place tonight. He's doing it right now. Hallelujah. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Help me, somebody, say it tonight.
Open the floodgates of
feel the rain. I feel the rain. I feel the rain. I feel the rain. Anybody feel the rain? Anybody in this place, you feel the rain?
I feel the rain.
Is there anybody in here, you feel the rain?
I feel the rain.
I feel the rain. Maybe you need to look at somebody and tell them, it's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
Through it all, my eyes are on you.
Beautiful. It is well with my soul. And I just want you to know that, you know, there was a very, very wealthy man that this song came from, this whole story. It is well with my soul. And his son got very sick and died from, I believe it was polio or something. And I was his only son. And it just broke his heart. He was just broken. This was before the vaccine. And this is in the 1800s. And I'm just saying, he decided to take his family on a trip so that they could deal with the loss of his son. They just was moving to do something else in this terrible time. And so his girls and his wife, they all got ready to go. And so as they're getting ready to go, right before he was about to leave to get on the ship, he got an emergency phone call that he had to take care of some business, and it was urgent. And so he just told his family to go ahead on and get on the ship, and that he would, fly in on the helicopter and continue the journey with them. So he goes to his meetings. And so while he's at his meetings, he gets that code that they typed back in the day. And the code, was basically telling the people there that they need to talk to him. And so I guess one of the representatives there went into his meeting and said, "I have an emergency SOS for you." And so he goes and it says, it's a message from his wife. And what happened is that the ship that they were on crashed into Iraq or something that was under. It ran into an iceberg and the ship started going down quickly. And so the next code came through and said, "Survived alone." And he's like, what about my girls? What? And so he said, "Get me on the helicopter right now. I got to get to that ship. Get me on the helicopter." And so when he got there, he had lost all his children. And it's just him and his wife. Just that quickly, he lost his son and his two or three daughters that he had. They all died. And so he just went back and he decided to figure out a way to deal with his pain. And he wrote this letter and it's basically saying that it is well with my soul. You know, this is your will. It is well with my soul. And so it takes a lot to get to that. And sometimes when we're going through the storm, it could be so difficult. It could be so hard. And, you know, I'm just so grateful that, you know, somebody so, you know, had everything in the world. He was in love with the Lord and he gave it to God. And sometimes when we're going through stuff like this, like what just happened with my brother Will, it's very difficult to deal with. It's like I've been waking up going, "What? Why? I can't believe it. Why did this happen? Why couldn't he just get sick and then go to the doctor and then they give him something to fix it and he could still be living?" And it just breaks my heart that he's gone. And I've just finished dealing with my other friend, Richard. And so, and I wasn't even finished. I was the same thing with him. Like, what? Why? He was trying to do the right thing. As a matter of fact, both of them were. And I just wasn't in the cards. And so no matter what we think or what we want, when it's time to go, we have to be willing to let go and let God. And so that's why while we're here, we need to love each other and appreciate each other and love neighbor as thyself. You know, let's not be so hard because you never know who may be the one that blesses you in the storm. Let's not be so hard on each other. Because it's, you know, man, it gets crazy. And my friends who may be suffering a loss or suffering, you know, just you know, in a dark place and understand why did they have to let me go? Why I had to get released? Why not this other person? You know, you have to learn to let go so that you can move forward. It's very difficult going forward if you're constantly looking in the rearview mirror. You're bound to mistakes. Keep focused on where you're going. God in it and know that you're going to be good. Stay out of the rearview mirror. It could be very for you to move forward. Constantly thinking about why. Why did I have to go through that? God's the reason for everything. And we can't just trust him when the times are good. We have to trust him when the times are bad. You know, a lot of times we say, oh, thank you, God. Oh, thank you, God. Well, when something's bad, you still need to say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. I know you're in control, and I trust you in the moment. So that's where I am right now with my friend, William Shelby. It is well with my soul. God is my Savior, and He will save you. And I trust Him. I know that He will do His best. May not understand it, but I trust Him. If I trust no one else, and if you trust no one else, trust your Savior. He loves you.
Nothing's gonna stop the plans you made. Nothing's gonna take your love away. You will always. bigger than the sun and the stars. You're bigger than the things, oh, that could tear me apart. You're bigger than the universe. You're bigger than the sun and the stars. You're bigger than the things, oh my, that could tear me apart.
For being so much bigger than anything that we need to go through. Thank you. Your stripes on your back make you bigger. Whoa, man, your blood makes you bigger. Thank you so much for being there for us. We love you, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Amen. And amen. Guys, I just want to thank you for tuning in today. I really, really enjoy this moment. Is so short and potent. It's potent, right? It's good for you. It's good to just regenerate our spirit, right? Get it going. Let God lead us through the week and guide us. You know, let's be motivated about our Savior, who he is and what he's did and why he is bigger than anything that we could possibly go through. You know, and our situations can be very critical, but God's bigger than whatever the situation that we may be going through. So call on him. He's right there and he loves you. Thank you. Have a blessed day. Have a blessed rest of your week. All right, because we're kicking off the week with Jesus in the lead, right in front, on the top, right here on Solar Records Radio. We are always pushing for our Lord and our Savior to guide us and to keep us, to bless our listeners. and to bless our host on this show throughout the week. And we are so blessed because God has listened. He has heard our plea and our cry. And we're grateful for him. So anyway, guys, be blessed. And like I said, enjoy your week and trust God in it, okay? And every praise, give every praise to Jesus. Give every praise.
Let me hear the worshiper! Where's all of my praise? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Yeah.
on, you ought to lift your hands and praise him now. He's worthy of the praise. I don't care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now.